The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Last week, the version when Christ told his apostles that he was going to be put to death, we heard Christ telling Peter, when Peter said to him, "Lord, that should not happen. It will not happen." Christ had to tell Peter, even though he had the right answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," yet his idea was very much political, worldly, selfish, and limited. So Christ had to tell Peter, in that version of the story, "Get behind me, Satan." Same thing with the reading last week. It prophesied about the death of Christ. Same thing today. In the first reading, we hear about the desire of men wanting to kill the just one, put him to death. And in today's gospel also, Christ telling his disciples, his apostles, that he will be handed over to men and be killed. And in 3 days, he will rise again. Did they listen? No. Because they were blinded by their own selfish motives. How do we know that? Because after that, they were still arguing about who was the greatest. See, the thing about the apostles, they're like us. Some of them are poor, some of them are with money, some of them are educated, some of them are not. And yet, all of them, the apostles, were trying to find who they really are, what can they do with their lives. And at first, they thought that Jesus would help them make themselves feel important. They wanted to be with Jesus because what? Jesus was famous, respectable, influential, feared, and they thought that Jesus was to become the king, a political king of Israel. So they were trying to outdo each other, what you call this, gain position, positioning themselves. You know that because two of them even what? Used their mother, to tell Jesus, "Lord, when you reach your kingship, put my sons on your left and on your right." So they will do anything and did everything to outdo each other, not to give glory to God, but to get what they can. And here was Jesus telling them, "No, no, 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 no. That's not it. If you want to be the greatest,
You have to be what? The servant of all. You have to be nothing. You have to do everything not for yourself, not for any selfish motive, but simply what? To love God. When Christ, after betraying Christ, crucified, what did Christ say to Peter? Did he say right away, feed my sheep? No. He first asked the question, do you love me? Only after saying that three times, making sure that it was out of love for Jesus, that Christ told Peter to feed my sheep. Okay? Remember this, please. Because you do not minister to the poor, to anybody or everybody, without first loving God. Because if you do good things or good works without loving God, then it might be for self-glorification, to feel good. How many of us still do that? They do good things to feel good. Sorry. You do good things, pure and simple, because after loving God, first, you love people. Not to impress anybody, not to feel needed, not to be appreciated, but simply because you love them, because you love God first. Why do you think, look at us religious priests, nuns, bishops, we are supposed to be here simply because we love God first. And then we present to you this loving God and our love for God. And what happens when us priests, bishops, and popes lose track of this focus on loving God? What happens? It becomes self-glorification. And that's been happening. Even during St. Francis of Assisi, he had to go and found another order of Franciscans. Why? Because even at that time, the church has become too worldly, too richly, too kingly. The bishops at the time was always concerned about their land, their properties, their honor, their titles, their power, their influence. That is why we have saints founding new orders to renew the church, to make sure the church goes back to its simplicity, to its poverty, to its love for Jesus. Only because of St. Francis' love for Jesus that he gave up everything. Again, he even went against his own parents. Why? Because that is what Christ said. If you love your mother, your father more than me, you are not worthy of me. So it's all about loving Jesus. The question is, do we love Jesus? In the second reading, it talks about what? Jealousy, fighting, anger, trying to own possession, coveting. Why? Why do we do this? Because we do not love God. We are more concerned about loving ourselves. And it is so easy to love oneself without God. That's the problem. Yes, Christ said so. Love yourself. That's not bad. But you do not cover your true self by worldly things. That's the problem. If we disconnect our true selves, and we can never find our true selves without God. If we disconnect ourselves from God, then we cover ourselves, our false selves, with worldly things. How much money you need to be happy, how big your house will be, how many friends, how many toys, how many shoes. You cover yourself with these things. Because you disconnect, you don't desire God above everything else. It's always a struggle. Again, when I talk to you about this, I always remind myself about my own love for Jesus. Every day, almost during the day, even, I say to God, Lord, why can't I love you? I know I have to love you. I know I want to love you. But somehow, something is stopping me from loving you more and more. Something. And that is why sometimes I wonder if it's about time for me to retire in a monastery and simply concentrate on prayer. Because the problem with being in the world, you become more concerned about others. You become more concerned about, in my case, as pastor, I'm spending time about managing. I wonder, Lord, I hope I do not lose my soul over this. Who cares about being a pastor? It's only a title. I came here to be a priest, not to be a manager of a parish. I'm not here to build anything. I'm here to make sure that you are led to God. But at what risk? To lose my soul just to please you? That's the problem. And that is why I tell myself, Lord, maybe after 3 years, I'll just resign. Because I want to love him more. Every time I touch the Eucharist, I said, Lord, why do you give me the chance to hold you in my hands, and yet you know how unworthy I am, because my life is not always for you. Because my mind is always scattered about too many things. I preach to you about becoming Mary, but I find myself being Martha. And that's no good. That's no good. You have to focus on Jesus because you want to love Jesus and you entrust yourself to Jesus. But if we are full of ourselves, if we cover our true self with worldly things, then our love for Jesus does not grow. We think we love him, but I'm sorry. I've been a priest 32 years, and I know I have not loved him enough. Because the way I live, the way I think, it's not yet enough. Because once you experience God's love for you, you will never stop wanting to love, to grow in love with God, if you realize that love of God. But if you only think about the love of God and never experience the love of God, you might say to yourself, oh, I love God enough. How many times have people done that? They think they have done enough to show their love for God. No. The love of God is this. He opened his arms and died on the cross. And then the way we respond to him, even the way we pray, or how many times we pray, or even how many minutes in a day we ask God. In the second, it says what? You ask, you do not receive. Because you ask the wrong things. My mom, God bless her, sometimes I have to scold her. Because while in the casino, she would complain and said, I asked God to let me win, and I'll give it to the church. Ma, don't blackmail God. Don't waste God's time asking him to give you worldly things. It doesn't work that way, even though with good intention. How many of you have done that? You know, I ask God or whatever I'm going to give to the church. Don't do that. Don't ask God for anything worldly. It doesn't work that way. Ask God to help you love him more, to help you grow in your faith, to trust in him more, and everything will be fine. But if you keep asking him to solve the problems of the world, don't do that. You be concerned about the world. You do, and you and I should do in our own little ways, after loving God, to do and help others. That's why in the gospel today, it talks about what? Whoever receives this little child receives me. And what do you mean by little child? Those who are helpless, those who are abandoned, those who are poor. Not all poor. Remember, in America, I'm sorry to say, not all poor people are helpless. Abandoned and helpless, widows and orphans. But you have to do something because there are two things that are wrong. One group, people think by praying and praying and praying and do nothing is fine. Wrong. That's being ritualistic. Some people think by doing good works without God, without praying, is fine. Wrong. You cannot go to heaven by your good works alone. We do first love, worship, obey God, and out of our love for Jesus and being experienced this love of God for us, then we share whatever love we have experienced from God to others. It is always to give glory to God. And that's the problem sometimes. Because we don't love God as much as we can and we should, instead of glorifying God, we glorify ourselves. So my dear friends, let us ask ourselves, where are we now? Are we still very superficial in our love for God? Do we love Him because He gave us something? Do we love Him constantly and sincerely? Is He really the center of our lives? Or are we still ruled by what we have, material possessions, our own selfish, our own glory? Again, remember, we all would like to be with God. It is simply because we love Him. If we don't, we will not go to heaven.